You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adore Udoji.
Good morning. Here at The Takeaway, we're conducting America's Exit Poll. Essentially, we want to get a sense from you. Why are you choosing the candidate that you are? What were the reasons that drove you to one person versus the other? When did you realize it? When you're standing in your kitchen, when you're driving your child to school? We want to hear about the details that add up to your decision. Kathy writes on our website, I decided on Obama when McCain selected a former beauty queen who said she would take military action against Russia if they infringed on another country again. We want to hear your story, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. And today, Todd Zwillick from Capital News Connection is with us in the studio here in New York.
Good morning.
You've had a little experience with goat meat.
Goat meat may have saved my life.
Explain this.
Okay, I'm overstating it. But I was traveling in Mali many years ago on a train in the bush of Western Mali, and I was in a train car with several very surly and angry-looking Malian soldiers. They didn't like my presence there one bit. But we pulled up to a village, and I ran out to get some food, and there was a guy grilling goat meat on a 50-gallon drum cut in half with briquettes in it. And I bought a side of goat ribs, a whole side of them. They looked great, and they cost a few pennies. And I brought them on the train, and I brought a wrapped in paper, and I put them in the middle of the train car and passed them around and shared a bunch of goat ribs with some surly soldiers. And they weren't surly for long because the goat meat softened them right up, and we all got along great after that.
Goat meat softened them right up. Well, there's a movement here in the United States where there are some folks hoping that goat meat will be softening up the American palates, particularly foodies. Among them is Bill Nyman. He's a legend in the food world for founding the Nyman Ranch in the 70s using humane methods. Kim Severson from the New York Times has been writing about what he's doing and this growing movement among many to look to goat meat as the new next best thing. And you write about that today in the New York Times.
Right. We in the dining section of the New York Times are predicting goat meat will be the new darling of high-end chefs on both coasts. So we just want to be the first ones to let you know you can go get your goat on pretty soon.
Go get your goat on. So what was it that made Bill Nyman decide he was going to turn to goat meat?
Well, he ran this big company, a company that grew into be, a big company. It's about $85 million worth of sales a year, and he walked away from it a year ago. He had brought in some new managers. It was one of his classic founder's tales. He left the company, sort of licked his wounds for a while, and decided he wanted to get into doing just the very best of a couple different categories of meat. He started his business with cattle, so he went back to cattle, and then he found out that goats and cattle live really well together on a pasture. The goats won't eat what the cattle like, which is clover and other kinds of grass, and the goats will eat all kinds of things like poison oak and stuff that you don't want in your pasture. And then he realized that this goat meat was pretty delicious and that chefs are, you know, always looking for something new. They've been through lamb, they've been through the grass-fed beef, so he's thought goat would be the next thing, and he brought some of this lovely goat around to some chefs who fell in love with it, including some here in New York and San Francisco.
Is Nyman hoping to sell the same kind of bushy, gamey, delicious goat meat that I ate in Western Africa, or is he trying to sell something a little different?
No, this is quite a bit different than the goat meat you might taste at a Pakistani curry house or a jerk cart out in Brooklyn. This is it's a lovely, delicate meat. It's got less fat than chicken, less saturated fat. It's like lamb, but it's got a lot more personality, but kind of personality in a good way. It doesn't have that kind of hoofy, billy goaty thing that comes to mind when you conjure up goat. It's a very different kind of meat. It's delicious.
And there's certainly some stigma, I would assume, that they're going to have to get over. The idea of kind of eating goat isn't something that is generally seen or done here in the U.S. I mean, my dad's Nigerian, and they eat a lot of goat, so mm-hmm. It's a very common meat in those foods. But here, less so. How do you invite people to start eating goats?
Right. I guess it depends on what kind of an American you are. Certainly, there's a lot of folks here who would eat a lot of goat and enjoy it. But this is a different segment. It's a different culinarily. It's a different sort of thing. And I think that if you put this kind of goat in the hands of high-end chefs, you end up having a really nice dish. And those things trickle down. I think I could think of a lot of trends that started with high-end chefs and, you know, roasted garlic and mashed potatoes, which used to be considered an exotic and fancy food at, white tablecloth restaurants, and now it's, you know, you can't get rid of it. So these trends start at the top and they trickle down, and we think goats will be trickling.
Does goat, even saying it sounds sort of gamey, I mean, does does goat meat need a fancy name? You know, sometimes instead of lamb, you say mutton, or pigeon isn't pigeon, it's squab. That sounds
maybe,
very classy.
Maybe that's the next contest you all should have here is how to rename goat. Although I think in this day and age when we want things that are simple and straightforward, you know, the economy's going downhill, I don't think we should mess with goat. I think we should look at, you know, goat with reverence. It's goat milk is great. You know, it's considered the universal mother because humans,
goat
all
cheese.
Kinds of animals can drink its milk without reaction. There's goat cheese. There's Billy. There's a little beard thing. There's
a lot
going for the goat.
I see the little Billy goat in like a Disney movie. And
it's delicious. It's delicious. And I encourage
the
people
Disney
to look.
Billy goat is kind of disturbing.
Or look at the New York Times today and you'll see some lovely pictures of goats and you can just think about how delicious they are. Braised. We have a great braised shoulder recipe in the paper today. So,
oh, that's all you needed to say is that there are recipes. Folks will be flocking to that website. Kim Severson, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.
Kim Severson is from the New York Times. She's a food writer, and she's written about goat meat today. And what's your thought? Have you had goat meat before? Would you like to try a high-end version of goat meat, something a little different? Give us your thoughts on that. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Now we turn to Femi Okeh. He's got a few headlines for us.
Thank you very much. 21 minutes to the top of the hour.